up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer.
This is Parker Pathways on the old doctors making the old people well, according to the bumper music, and wake up everybody. This is Parker Pathways, RBN.
Overturning probation and extract.
And RBN Network, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And December 16th, 2007. And there's a whole position about there's a lot about the weather that we're going to get into today. There's going to be a lot about other things that affect us totally directly. There's a filtered rumor story going around. The military used to call it scuttlebutt, and we always knew that there was some truth to it. But there's a suggestion from some authority figures in Australia that we have a carbon tax credit on babies born, and then they have a carbon credit to not have babies. And this is part of the subparagraph position of the paragraphs from Bali. And, of course, if you can see, we're going to shorthand this a little bit to explain, very simply, that if you lower the population of Europe and America, then you make it better for these other folks that are in there. You know, I've told you this story before, and it was on a show last year where I was talking about the effect of the climate on the human health. And I told you the story about you could go into Indonesia, and they used to pump those sump wells when they were drilling oil out in the ocean. They just put the sump oil right out in the ocean. And, of course, and I told you last show about the bogs that are being claimed by cutting timber, and it's going to put out 5% more carbon dioxide than the whole Earth can put out in 5 years. That's from Indonesia. And, of course, they all wanted their cut on the carbon trades in the Bali climate change situation. I look on it with a lot of information that's going to be helpful to you. But we have to wake up in terms of our personal health and what we're eating and drinking and doing what we're doing. And the people in L.A. that found their cancer-causing agent in the water, you can thank Parker Pathways for that. That's today's news, folks. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and we're going to hit the ground running.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's December 16, and year 2007, and we have to ease into a little bit of progress in terms of what we're trying to make around the world from Parker Pathways, and I believe a lot of people had a lot to do with Britain's Royal Society of Chemistry putting out their report last week, but we were mentioned in that and about chemicals from consumer products and drugs being broken down in the water and recombining into a harmful brew. As they put it, a harmful brew in the water supplies. And they're admitting that, which I've known for a long time, when I went out in the year 2003 and exposed the United States of America to the public, not to the closed group of the peer review EPA Floor 4 and the FDA High Office, but to the public, that synthetic chemicals in these shampoos and perfumes and medicines and healthcare products are essentially washed down the drain. And they quoted me on terms of the drain aspect, because this is where I'm going for the global concept of the toilet to tap to table initiative, to have it in the United States of America on the ballot. And how these chemicals as indica disruptors are going through the filters of the water purification plants, and of course they're putting in a system that's similar to Los Angeles County, where as of 1 hour ago Central Time, the story has broken globally about the toxic byproducts in the Los Angeles reservoirs. The Britain's Royal Science of Chemistry has placed 120 chemicals linked to the reproductive problems in humans and wildlife, and of course the concept of the phthalates in the water, which I've talked a lot about, byproducts in the water, how they affect breast cancer, and we're going to be discussing on this show today a lot about breast cancer. I've talked a lot about breast cancer over many shows, and I've had some countries actually be very upset with me indirectly with real world transmissions and saying, how dare you say that breast cancer is caused from phthalates? Well, it's caused from chlorine as well, and of course the politics of chlorine gets involved with what I was talking about on the last show on the group domination groups and how they integrate the people who are of the 13 top corporations that handle the chemicals that are being used for the military development of the new military, I call it, for nuclear weapons and outer space platforms for warfare, and also that the byproducts that they're coming from that. Well, we need defense, but the other issue is that I've never gone in on any show concerning on the quest for water on the planet Mars, or even trying to find water from the moon rocks. There are reasons for these things, and connecting dots on from the Beltway to us right now integrates to exactly where we need to be in terms of understanding things. If you have some knowledge base so that you don't get thwarted in terms of understanding the knowledge so you can communicate things, this was part of my theme for the show. And, of course, there's other aspects of the chemicals in drinking water are being claimed in Bali that and the climate change that the same old thing that these public utility commissions talk about to people and the city councils talk about to people, because they're corrupt and you have to go to, I mean, they're real world corrupt, and they get money for making these statements following. To quote, chemicals in drinking water are probably too low to be harmful, and the effects of their breakdown products are poorly unknown. And we do not know if we do not have responsibility for the water because we buy it from the utilities commission. And of course, that is outrageous. It's a mixing of the chemicals that are involved. And if you're talking about city councils and commissions who have government-appointed participants, the citizen has no input into that. And into those decisions, and particularly the mayor councils in this country, and their corruption is real in terms of who they put on these water boards. It's as they say in the restaurant business, that's money. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that we're making progress. This is why I want the grand jury of science and technology in this country to be on the ballot. We voted in that we have that instigated in the legal system, and we in-run the suppression of tort cases, which I've talked about, the toxic tort class action cases, which no longer are effective. And this affects our basic health care system and also affects the concept of the voting, of being able to vote, on being able to have a real vote in terms of what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. And if you don't think that this has anything to do with anybody, I call it a very interesting thing I told you about three shows ago about the Sip of Conflict exhibition, which has been put together by the United States government, which they have a toilet, which is really a fountain, and it's a psychology exhibit in science museums, and what is called the Sip of Conflict. It's now on tour in the United States to try to convince the people to be able to drink recycled water from the toilet. And right now everybody says, well, that's not legal and the rest of it, but it's going on right now. And I have I figured out that I could do two shows alone on recycled water chemistry in the human body and the cancers it causes, how they develop and what they're doing. And by the way, the words that I have just written you verbatim, that the concentration of chemicals in drinking water are probably too low to be harmful, and is exactly the wording from the United Nations at Bali, and is not new wording, because that's part of the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 of the United Nations, and the whole process, and that went into effect years ago, 1965. So this whole plan has been moving right along, and working with this, and I have to thank my producer for reminding me of this whole business of how far back we've been gone, lied to, hoodwinked, completely manipulated, and it's a shame to listen. It's an embarrassment to listen to the presidential candidates. They don't even hit the mark. They just hit what they think the public wants to hear. But there are some serious businesses going on in terms of planning, in terms of how what I feel as the religious aspect in these churches discussing global warming is a fascinating subject in itself, and how they want to see, well, we've got to change the wording of the Bible in our sermons, and that's the latest latest aspect. But there's a lot of hypocrisy in this country in terms of. Let's just take a little story of the fact that having a carbon tax credit for babies, which I opened the show with. Okay, we're going to build on that concept, but there's a woman that's called Mary Carey, and she's a porn star. And what she wanted to do is to auction on eBay her silicone implants. And then, because she was getting new silicone implants, and so she wanted to give the money to the Cancer Society for breast cancer. And the whole thing was that the breast cancer people said, well, we don't want to be associated with porn stars. And in terms of actually, the lady was going to, you know, give the money as a donation. The whole thing is they don't want to be associated with porn stars, as if they have some kind of mystical. This is what I'm talking about, these nonprofits. The Cancer Society, the Asthma Society, the Allergy Society, the Rheumatoid Society, these nonprofits I know a lot about. And I'm going to tell you right now, as far as I'm concerned, I've maintained it, that they're in it for their own business. And it makes me sad to see people on parades and talks and walks and everything else to get money to support these things. I cannot account for their accounting, but I can tell you I can account for their philosophy. And the idea in this country, just because this one lady is making national news, she's been completely covered in every TV story for the past, I think, 10 hours. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the hypocrisy of even this world to say, well, because she's a porn star, she may think the whole thing is she's saying, well, there are women out there who have cancer and they should have more education or some more medical research and the rest of it. Just because I'm a porn star, I'm a person too, and there are other people like that. And the lady's right. I mean, the whole thing comes down to the fact that cancer does not have a designation work category in their standard industrial code for the United States Congress. And the standard industrial code, as you know, is the code for all these occupations that are out here. The whole thing, though, that the United States government put out their original research on cancer work based upon socioeconomic dysfunction, people who didn't have the money to have the right water. We'll come back at the other end of the break. It's 800-313-9443. And we'll get into more of the hypocrisy of care.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's December 16, 2007. I wanted to make a comment about very quickly. This is another part of the hypocrisy in this country. There's going to be a museum, what is called Museum to the Mob, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and They're gonna build this in Las Vegas to all the founders and that put together Las Vegas and the rest of it. I have a whole different take on this, and it's for different reasons. And if you'll just entertain me for a few minutes to let me mention this to you, but I'm trying to bring out a point of hypocrisy. You see, the thing is that everybody has said, well, the mob is a bad outfit and the whole thing. Well, the whole thing is, I look at the, I'm not going to get ethical on the mob, but I want to tell you, some of these people were absolutely brilliant. If you were to look at the way that they thought about things, they took a piece of desert with nothing. I know the whole story, but I'm just going to put it that way because we don't have the time to go into it. But I am pleased that there's a museum to the mob in Las Vegas because we have to get back, not to mob thinking, how they thought, but we need to get back to what's called in psychology an epimeric thinking. In other words, the function of being able to see things from the standpoint of innovation that is important for America. We're looking at innovation today in terms of how it will benefit our transactions with China. In other words, you have government officials in the United States of America just falling all over themselves to have trade with China in pharmaceuticals, which is the most precious thing that you can be dealing with in terms of commerce and health. But also, we're also giving away our thinking capacity to understand just because the person came from a different culture and they took care of themselves. The people that were in the mob, they took care of themselves. They took care of their families. And it was very bad what they did for other things. And that's not the issue here. The issue that I see is the fact that there are some incredible people that had a psychology. If you asked any one of those fellows about America, they would tell you privately they would kiss the ground again for coming here. And it's true, if their minds had been centered in another way for a different education process or had a few breaks that they recognized, they would have probably turned out to be doctors and lawyers and all the rest of it. But, of course, now their children are like that. But the thing comes down to the fact we need another way to be thinking. And I'm going to go into this. I wanted to get into the antisocial bioactivism concept today, and I hope that I have time for that. Anyway, I congratulate Las Vegas bringing out the concept of the thing. They built things from nothing. They saw things from nothing. True, they were money motivated. But the money motivation was in a different context. If you take it now, they've legalized it. We now have nonprofits. We now have people who are in political systems like Nancy Pelosi, who said the Republicans like war. In other words, that's a concept she makes. And then spends, $15,000 to $20,000 on flowers for her office. We all work for that money, and the thing is, it's a concept of what we think. Now, we're seeing the Roman Empire history come to fruition after their 210-year cycle. Those were Italians who worked it out, developed aqueducts, did the whole thing. Those were Italians. So the whole thing comes down to the fact it's the thinking that I want to concentrate on. If it wasn't for the thinking in terms of having the guts to be able to think as America, that they were Americans, as all of us thought in the military, we did it for America, and this is another reason that I want to make a moment of recognition to people that are probably listening to the show that didn't even know about the Second World War, but I wanted to mention the 12th Armored Division for the 714th Tank Battalion. They have a museum in Abilene, Texas, and the whole point of mentioning them is that these folks were thinkers in terms they did it for America. This is a very important group of the 12th Armored Division in the Second World War. They're the ones that released and fought single-handedly in a battalion tank force against the Nazis and the Germans there in the end of 1945. And they liberated the Nazi death camps. And they were only 3 days away from the Germans completely destroying the death camps. Otherwise, outside world wouldn't have known about the Holocaust. And they liberated the death camps in Herlaug and Landsberg and Dachau and set up camps in the south of the Danube. Out of those death camps came most of the medical and mathematical thinkers of our time. We'll get back on the other end of the break, but they did it all for America. We'll come back on the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Porter Pathways, Dr. Wynn Porter, and it's December 16, 2007. Aspect of being able to determine, I wanted to bring this up about the thinking process of a way we think about science and medicine and ourselves, and how we have legalize the corruption in the United States of America on all levels, and how there's a trend toward international courts in America. I believe under the table there's going to be some institution of the first form of the Supreme Court opinions coming out this year that will place the international law system in the United States of America. That's going to affect, remember what I told you last year on one of my Parker Pathway shows, I did a whole show on the international law system in the Supreme Court opinions for the global court for the control of our genes. And this is just a theme that I want to put forth. It's so important that I cannot possibly ignore it in terms of connecting these dots, if you'll just bear with me. The idea of creating synthetic forms of life. This is, of course, Craig Venter's project, And this is going along into what's called a he's applying for the patent patent on synthetic minimal genome. And the these patent applications are now coming in on synthetic genome systems. They have tremendous medical implications for the future form of handling diseases and medicine and pharmaceuticals on this planet. It'll make vitamins look pale comparison to what is to what is planned here. But the idea of having synthetic biological basic techniques developed is really something that we as a public should welcome, but we also should have what I'm proposing, the grand jury of science and technology, for decisions that are made by corporations around the world in the international law courts on how this synthetic biology will be used. And the big investment potentials, of course, are obvious on biological devices that are constructed using chemically synthesized DNA. If you can change the DNA to create basic body structures in a microchip, which has already been invented and is already being used, you get into a comedian's mode who is saying, well, if you can have a fluorescent cat invented in Japan, then why can't cancer be cured? And the comedians that are saying that line are correct. The reason for the fluorescence, by the way, is based upon the idea of being able to fluorescently track proteins in the body for various forms of research. But the other concept of making cats afraid of mice, if you can change the gene so that the cat is now afraid of the mice, which has been brought out as well in the genetic process. The whole process there, as you say, you still ask, well, why hasn't cancer been figured out? Well, one of the reasons that cancer hasn't been figured out is because we got a lot of we have a lot of antisocial activity in America that's become part of the United Nations agenda on sustainable development of medicine. And before Parker Pathway show is over today, I'm going to try to put together, if I have the time, to put together the climate change bogus arguments with the good arguments that come from the concept of being able to integrate it with our health and the concept of disease. But we must come up against the fact of what I have proposed from the very first day I've been on air. Our immune systems are being real-world destroyed. And they're being destroyed genetically, and they're being destroyed by various environmental impacts. And a good idea when I put together the term bioaccumulation from the chloramine that's added into the drinking water, the idea is that these toxins are bioaccumulating in our body and creating new forms of toxic metabolic pathways. And so what you have here is the hypocrisy again of the utter shock. As of 24 hours ago, in the Los Angeles reservoirs, this shock that there may be carcinogenic products been detected in the Los Angeles reservoirs, and they've been trying to work it out to have reusable water as part of the development, real estate development concept in this country, and they've done that in Southern California for years. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's part of the greed and corruption and the concepts of how we miss the point. The point is that the corruption from the real estate folks to have the recycled water go in the aquifer and then it comes back and they're trying to sell the public, it's going to take in 4 years the water will come back and it'll be all right. Well, that's what they said about MTBE. methyl trilbutyl ethylene, and that was put into the gas to extend the gas in its efficiency. But 1,116 water wells in this country have been closed, will not be able to be used for the next maybe 500 to 1,000 years, somebody, knowledgeable engineers have pointed out. And now we're taking and we're moving our concept of being able to say, well, it's all right, we don't know what this is all about. We're going to go ahead and contaminate our food, water, and medicines, and then we're going to worry about Christmas bulbs on the tree having too much lead in them, which is one of the lead stories coming out of Switzerland to perpetuate around the world news, ignoring on the same day that we've had a 400 times increase of deteriorated uranium in our drinking water, which has been coming on for the past 7 years. And we've been talking about that. And the fact that the human genome, or the gene system of the progression of the human being, has been speeded up 500 times. And the whole process is, I've been talking about this. I've told you before, trying to educate you in the terms of this. This is valuable information you need. You need it. Every day when you go to the grocery store, you buy something, you're looking at a process of engineering of that food. It's no longer food as you knew it. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the human body takes, on the normal basis, 500,000 years to be able to produce a new gene system. Now that, and of course, a fruit fly or a larvae of a worm, which is used in DNA studies for cancer work, it only takes 17 hours or maybe 3 days at the maximum for the gene change to totally change the evolution of that insect or that species. So now human beings are speeded up on the gene system at least 500 times. The whole thing comes down to the fact the human being is adapting in the best way it can to the whole change of our brain, which is occurring on MRI scans. The public doesn't hear about that because nobody says, well, we better not tell anybody. But how is it that you don't tell anybody, and you have the anti-technology, the anti-business zealots that are our whole position on the global warming, they're with the global warming group doing the same words that the United Nations put out in 1960. And the whole point, quote, their sentence, quote, threatened to strip away individual choice from everyone. That is their goal. That is their capital basis for their basis of having the activism that they call it. It's like saying, well, if you have the results of the survey that was done by the Food Policy Institute at Rutgers University, they interviewed 1,200 Americans. An 11-item true or false quiz that was part of the survey, and half of the subjects received a failing grade, which is less than 70%, and only 57% recognizes a false statement. See, like this is one of the, this is an example. It said, the question was, ordinary tomatoes do not contain genes, while genetically modified tomatoes do. And of course, that's a false statement because you... All fruits and vegetables and meat constructs have genes. So and then two thirds of the 1,200 Americans knew that, to them they said only two thirds knew, according to the survey, that genetically modified fruit would not alter their own genes. And the whole point was that they thought if they ate rabbit stew, they would begin to hop. And yeah, I know it sounds incredible now that somebody would, you know, you thought that they were being blown off as being comedian-like, but this is a serious term. It's called a big lie. They call it, the activists, they call their own big lie. The United Nations calls it that, the big lie, to take advantage of the public's ignorance and be able to perpetuate the concept that recycled water is going to be a good thing for you to have in your world just because they want to have more real estate development under the bogus concept of having a shortage of water. Yes, we are having a shortage of water. My whole point is to have new engineering systems to be able to accommodate the chemistry of the water so that we don't have to have 700 miles of contaminated pipe and infrastructure breakdown and have to put chemicals into the water to be able to do that. All because the greed and corruption from the government and the city councils and the water boards particularly, who are represented on by mayors, politicians, people who have contracts in the unions, who follow people around that speak at these conferences all around the United States to find out who they can target next, character assassinate next, pay off next. And the unions were good in this country for a period of a long time, but it's reached the point now where they openly say, AFL-CIO, Democratic Party. Fine, well, I'm not being political about it. I'm just saying that that's their words. The whole thing comes down to that the part of the big lie is backed up by the United Nations with the unions in the United States. And one of this formation, with the exception of wild berries and wild mushrooms, wild game fish, shellfish, and virtually all organisms in the food supply have been modified by one genetic technique or another. And that's the truth of it. Otherwise, we would not have these foods. And the techniques of the new biotechnology are even more precise because they can have the food safer in terms of being able to even be consumed. And the food producers are already legally responsible for assuring the safety of their products. And the FDA does not, of course, unfortunately, does not perform safety determinations, but it conducts what they call surveillance of market foods. Well, that's all union-based on the lobby in Congress. And these excessive regulations, including these unnecessary label requirements, are discouraging innovation and imposes a greater cost effect on the consumer. And of course, it all has a terrible effect to fuel the poor economic folks because you have Jeremy Rifkin, you've got Andrew Kimbrell, you've got Margaret Mellon, you've got Mehdi Han Ho, Jeffrey Smith. These are all people who write, like in the New York Times, they're activists not misusing science and concept of business and science together to have us only eat kale, walk or drive. Even bicycles are a problem with these people, and have resistance to any kind of technical difficulties in trying to invent or improve foods or medicines. And the same people will be the same people that will follow the United Nations positions on the fact of being able to force the other countries into these conceptual ideas about they make the trade, they make the do, they make everything. And I'm going to tell you one thing, one of the greatest discoveries that have been exposed along with the idea of the genetic system being changed for to try to adapt the new immune system for the new world, which the United Nations calls the new bio world, which they want to own and control, and that was evident in Bali. That is like everybody's big surprise, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that we have a whole process here of who owns what, who owns the water, who owns the concept of the food, and who owns the rest of it. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that there was a discovery which we will, in our lifetime, will probably see the inventor on the stem cell from skin. I wanted to do a stem cell. I wanted to give some concepts of the actual interview with the stem cell researcher from using skin cells, and where he made a comment where he said to me, "I can make eggs as well as sperm from my own male cells," and of course this is going to change the research of medicine like you wouldn't believe. Use your own skin cells, clone them, and be able to work this out. This is Shinano Yamanaka, and from Japan, and it's the breakthrough will for cloning will probably end up where he gets a Nobel Prize for this down the road. But the idea that he can make stem cells from the skin cell rather than using embryos is world-shaking. Well, the New York Times, the United Nations, doesn't like this guy, I can tell you, because they don't have control then, you see, over the abortion issue. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and we're going to kick into some very serious business on breast cancer for the next hour.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Bethways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention from the number of activists that are against any kind of progress whatsoever in terms of changing the United Nations position, that we cannot do this or we cannot do that in the thinking. The whole thing is you take the idea when the concept of stem cell research advancement from being able to clone from our own skin any form of genetic change that would be pertinent to us, that will eventually help a lot of people who are needing stem cell research to regenerate new tissues and be able to regenerate new immune systems against diseases. But as long as we continue to eat, drink, and breathe contaminated food, which is synthetic food, and deal with synthetics in a way that is a chemical mix in our food and water, and we have no way to have an input into what we're going to say about it. At the same time, our bodies are being controlled by the various corporations who handle all the drugs that take care of these other problems. I've done several shows on that. But I was encouraged by the Pope, who came out with a statement that he's correct, that in my opinion, he's more than correct, that global warming is really a profit scheme, and that when you saw Al Gore from the United States of America, who just won a Nobel Prize for a very bogus theory on climate warming. There is climate change. There's a vast difference between these two things that are real world. You can philosophize all you want, but every 150,000 years, as proven by borehole geology and chemistry tests in the Earth, every 150,000 years, that's the cycle. We go through hot and cold and changes, and then it redistributes. But the whole thing comes down. We're also facing a very serious problem of not knowing about the nitrogen base of the climate, because we want to deforest everything and grow corn and tools and the rest of it to have a biofuel that also consumes more water, and that'll go down, and that'll be contaminated water, and that'll go in the Earth's aquifer, and now we've got a global catastrophe on our hands. And so the Pope really tried to put forth a very good problem there of at least saying, well, look, there isn't you have to get a grip on the fact that this is a profit scheme and is in the end going to harm most of the people on the earth. And I wanted to, and I completely agree. But the whole problem is that we are missing the point about the effect on human disease with global change, which occurs. We're getting a carbon waste that accumulates while the food sources are dwindling, are going to be the what I consider the biggest problem of the whole system that we need to address. And this is why I want the constitutional amendment, so we go on what goes on our food, water, and medical protocols. And, of course, the impure water system for the globe is not just some everybody touts the idea, well, it's the poor third world country and anything. No, it's right here in America. It's right here in Mexico. It's right here in Canada. And on the SPP, Security Partnership and Prosperity Act, they've left that out, and I find that's something we're going to cover in the next hour. We have been duped in terms of what global warming is about, and we have been completely scammed in terms of activism and genetics. We'll come back on the next hour, and we're going to talk about some very